And so he's the groom. And so he speaks to the woman like he speaks to the children of God. And he says, now you that are barren. Now let me deal with that for just a moment, because he's not talking about necessarily childbirth as we know it, but he's talking about giving birth spiritually. And so he talks about those that did not produce in the past. He's talking about those that did not bear or give birth in the past. In other words, he's talking to somebody today in the ship that you did not get what you prayed for in 2013. You did not produce. The fruit did not produce in the past. But what he says is, now forget about that, because I got something new for you. He says, now 2013 was a lesson. 14 is a blessing. Don't worry about what you didn't get last year, because there's nothing that you didn't get last year that has anything to do with what you're going to get this year. He says, what I want to do is I want to blow your mind in the future, and I cannot blow your mind in the future if you stuck in the past. He's simply saying to the children of God and the children of Israel, he's simply saying to them, and those of you in the ship today, is that you cannot move forward stuck in the rearview mirror. Can I preach for a while? Jesus says in Luke 9:62, no man having his hand on the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. Are you listening to me here? Paul says in Philippians 3, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, reaching for those things which are ahead of me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Now I want to preach to some people this morning. I want to preach to some people in this room that can just forget about the past. That's water under the bridge. Forget about what folk did to you in April. Forget about how folk walked out of your life in November. Forget about how folk dissed you and dogged you and talked about you. Forget about that. God's trying to give you something new, but he can't give you something new until you let go of what's old. Don't be worried about what you missed in 13. You better position yourself for what God is ready to give you in 14. Then do I have a witness here? I mean, whenever you cross over to a new year, whenever you cross over to a new season, you need to forget and forgive. Preach, Pastor Smith. I said you need to forget and forgive. Some of you holding on to stuff that happened in the 80s. But if you want God to give you what God wants to give you, you got to forget and forgive. You got to move forward, because God's got a new, I wish I had somebody that know God's got a new thing with your name on it. Let me deal with this for a moment, because that barrenness that he talks about, this barren woman now, the people of God, he's talking to a person, he's talking to a people that has a condition that is without. Now, if you were here 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, you heard me preach about how the people of God left Egypt, went through the wilderness on their way to the promised land. And you remember that Egypt was symbolic of a land of not enough. I bet you I got somebody on every pew up in here that know a little something about not enough. Not enough money to pay the bills, you know. Somebody know a little something about not enough. And then the children of Israel comes out of Egypt, crosses the Red Sea, and then they end up in the wilderness. Now the wilderness is not a place of not enough, it's a place of just enough. Somebody else under the sound of my voice say, brother, I know what that is. I know what it is to have just enough. I mean, I ain't got nothing left over, just waiting for the next check. I got just. I got a sneaky suspicion under the sound. Those under the sound of my voice, I've got a sneaky suspicion in this room that I'm talking to some folk. In fact, I believe everybody can concur that you may not have what you want, but you got what you need. Sometimes you ought to just shout, because you got what you need. I wish I had a witness here. You got what you need. You may not be rolling the way you want to roll, but you're rolling. You got what you need. But then they move from the wilderness now. They've left Egypt, which was a place of not enough. They go through the wilderness, which is a place of just enough, and they're on their way to Canaan, or the promised land, which is a place of more than enough. All of us are trying to get to a place of more than enough. What God says in this particular passage, Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh. What he says in this particular passage is these prayers. Now, he talks to the barren woman that's been without. Now, he talks in terms of productivity. He talks in terms of fruitfulness. He says, now listen, you may not have bared fruit in the past, but what I'm getting ready to do for you in the future is going to blow your mind. Now, if you look at that text particularly, he says, now keep your eyes off other folks. Because what I'm getting ready to do for you is getting ready to bless you more than folk that have given birth. I'm getting ready to give you something that you cannot even imagine. I'm getting ready to show you some marvels and some wonderful things I'm talking about. I'm getting ready to do something that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard. I'm getting ready to blow your mind. And if I get ready to blow it, this is what you got to do. Now, remember I said participate in your own miracle. Notice how he starts this verse off. He starts it off this way in the Amplified Bible. He starts it off this way in the New International Version. He starts it off in the New Living Translation. He starts it off in the King James Version. He starts it off in the Message Bible. The same way. Interesting enough, the way he starts the verse off seems like an oxymoron. It seems like a paradox. It really don't make sense. Sometimes the Bible does not make sense. I've been studying it for years, and I will tell you that every now and then I run into some things that don't make sense to me. Don't make a whole lot of sense when the Bible tells me if a man slapped me on one cheek, turn the other cheek. That doesn't make sense to me. I'm from Fifth Ward. If you slap me on one cheek, you bound to get slapped on both. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Bible doesn't make a lot of sense to me when it says if a man compel you to go 1 mile, you go 2. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me when the Bible says pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Bless them that curse you. How am I going to bless folk that's cursing me? How am I going to pray for folk that despitefully use you? He says, I'm trying to teach you how to live right while being treated wrong. Preach, Pastor Smith. Well, I'm trying my best. That's a hard thing to do, isn't it? So this seems like a paradox here. It seems like an oxymoron because what he's really suggesting is that now I'm getting ready to move you from barrenness to bountifulness. In other words, your money has been funny and your change has been strange. And you've had to live without. I wish I had some real folk. I mean, I know you're dressed up and you look church-like today, but I need some folk that know what it's like to be short. I need some folk that know what it's like to be without. I need some people that know you had to struggle. I mean, I wish I had some senior saints that know what it means to strength. But it's a faith walk because he says here in the text, he says in the text that, listen, I need you to do something before I do something. Y'all following me? I need you to do something before I do something. Okay, I got some young jits in here. Luda says, when I move, you move. Y'all been listening to Luda too. Just like that. So he says, I need you to do something. And when you do something, I'll do something. Now, I don't know about you. I'm crazy enough to believe that this year is going to be the best I ever had. I'm crazy enough to believe everything I've been praying and crying over, God is getting ready to give it to me. He's getting ready to move folks that need to be moved. He's getting ready to open doors that need to be opened. He's getting ready to set me up. But I got to do something. Tell your neighbor, I got to do something. He's getting ready to move me from barrenness to bountifulness. Do I have a witness here? He says he uses this because he helps us to understand that he's getting ready to pregnate us with possibility. And he's getting ready to impregnate us so that we can produce. See, when you understand God, you understand that God is the groom and the church is the bride. And if there's going to be some production, the groom has to plant the seed in the bride. That's the reason you ought not be in church all your life and still be a spiritual midget. If you've been in church, you ought to have some faith. And faith ought to produce conception. And conception ought to produce labor pains. And labor pains ought to produce deliverance. I wonder if I'm talking to anybody that's pregnant with faith. Can I talk to somebody here? There's some folk in the room, you should have wrote your book last year. There's some folk in the room, God's already told you to start a business. There's some people in your room, God has already told you what he wants you to do. He's already told you to trust his word. He's already told you to stand out on his word. There's some people under the sound of my voice that God has impregnated with possibility, and he wants you to give birth, but you can't have birth without labor. You got to go through some things, but he'll help you with your labor, because when the labor gets hard, he'll give you a spiritual epidural. Preach, Pastor, I'm proud. And all of us this year ought to end up in the delivery room. Can I preach for a while? I'm talking about there are some prophets and prophetess. God ought to deliver some folk this year into the delivery room. God wants to bring you from where you are so that he can take you to something new. But you can't never go to anything new if you're not open to anything new. I don't know about you, but I want more of God. Can I just see who I'm talking to on this side? How many of you want more of God? How many of you want more of God? I mean, I want more of God in my life. I mean, he already told me, bring a word, shall I do? I'm tired of church as usual. I'm ready for God to do some new things. I need some healing to take place, some miracles to take place, some open doors to take place. I'm looking for God to do a new thing. This is going to be the best year I ever had. Says you are barren and you've not given birth in the past. But now I'm getting ready to give you something new. He says, don't worry about folk that has given birth. I'm getting ready to put you in a place you've never been before. But what I need you to do is I need you to enlarge your tents. Boy, I'm getting ready to preach in here. In other words, what I'm getting ready to do for you, your current residence can't hold it. I'm getting ready to bless you in a way that you ain't got room enough to receive it. Enlarge your tents. Don't waste nothing. Expand your territory. But I need you to do something. Before I do something, I'm going to move you from suffering to surplus. Now listen to me, because I'm talking to some folk that's looking at me like Scooby-Doo. Let me just say this to you. The prophet's word don't mean nothing until you receive it. Let me say it again. I'm getting ready to move you from suffering to surplus. You've been suffering too long. I'm getting ready to put some more money in your bank account. I'm getting ready to give you breakthrough and benefits and blessings. But you got to receive it. You got to receive it. I got healing for you, but you got to receive it. I got a new job for you, but you got to receive it. I got a new home for you, but you got to receive it. I got some benefits for you, but you got to receive it. Got to receive it. I said you got to receive it. You got to receive it. And so he says, you've got to do something before I do it. Now let me get to that. I've said it about 10 times. Let me get to it. Notice when he starts this verse off with the word sing. Now sing, if you will, is an outward expression. of an inward experience. Y'all not listening to me? Whenever you see the word sing in the Old Testament, you Old Testament scholars, particularly in the book of Psalms, you see the sing being an expression of praise. Every believer ought to have a song. Am I preaching in this house? That's the reason the psalmist says, I called on the Lord and he heard me and he pulled me out of a horrible pit and he gave me a new song in my heart. Because whenever the Lord do anything for you, he ought to put a new song in your heart. You ought to stop singing the blues and start singing every praise is to my God. Preach, Pastor Smith, I'm proud. He says, you've been barren, you've not produced, you did not bring forth the fruit. That's kind of what Psalm 2 talks about. Why do the heathen rage? Because it helps us to understand, oftentimes we get caught up looking at the Joneses. Y'all know we do. Don't it seem like every time you want to get blessed, somebody else get blessed? We find ourselves looking at other folk, comparing our blessing to other folk. And Jesus said, don't look at the Joneses, look at Jesus. Don't worry about what I do for them, because what I got for you is for you. I mean, we find ourselves looking at what other people get. We don't know what came with what they got. We see the glory, but don't know the story. You want to drive the beans, but do you want the goat? There's something that comes along. Can I park there for a moment? Because I want to start the year off right. Be careful how you judge other folk. You don't know what kind of hell they had to go through to get where they are. I wish I had a witness here. That's why I don't mess with folk when they got their praise on. I don't mess with folk when they shout the way you want to shout. Because you don't know what kind of hell they've been through. I mean, you don't know what the Lord has done for them. And whatever God does for some of you, it'll make you act crazy. I wish I had some folk in the room with ridiculous praise. I wish I had some people with some praise and praise. I wish I had some people that know if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. That believers are peculiar people anyhow. They peculiar. We're peculiar people. We're the only folk around that have learned how to shout even when we're shamed. We've learned how to praise God even in our pain. We've learned how to give him glory even in our grief. We've learned how to worship even with our wounds. We're the only people that know how to give God glory anyhow. Now you at the fifth day of the month, of the year. Is that right? You got 360 days to go. Now here, let me give you the solution. He says, sing, which is an expression of praise. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. If you want some fruit these next 360 days, you need to understand that praise is your passport to breakthrough. You don't wait till the battle is over. Don't sing after you do it. Sing before you do it. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Praise him in advance. Is there anybody here that's got a hallelujah in your heart? Is there anybody here that's got a shout in your spirit? Is there anybody here that can shout for February? Can shout for March? Can shout for April? Shout for May? Shout for June? Is there anybody here that can praise God in advance? I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it. Any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. I'm singing because I'm happy. I'm singing because I'm free. is on the track. And I believe in my heart that God is getting ready to turn your mess into a miracle. I wish I had somebody that know God is shifting. Do I have a witness here? This is our year of incredible greatness. He's getting ready to bless me like he never blessed me before. But the reason he's going to bless me is I'm going to praise him like I never praised him before. Have I got a witness here? And the reason I praise in 2014 is because of what he did in 2013. If you had a conversation with me, I would shout when I tell you that God's been good to me. And I was about to throw in the towel. He made a way for me. Have I got a witness here? And because of how he blessed me last year, I'm going to shout this year. And I don't need anything to make me shout when I wake up and discover that I'm on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of me, and he canceled my assignment to the cemetery. I got a shout in my spirit. Is there anybody here that can say hallelujah? Yeah. Why don't you stand to your feet? Why don't you find you a shout? Find you a praise. Just because I need some people that's got a hallmark spirit. Just because he don't do anything else, I'm going to shout because I'm already blessed. If he never blessed me again, I'm going to shout because I'm already blessed. Is there anybody here with a just because praise? Just because you're God by yourself. Just because you woke me up this morning. Just because you started me on my way. Just because I got breath in my body. Just because you've given me another chance. Just because you made a way for me. Is there anybody here with a but God praise? Tell your name. If you want to see a miracle, just look at me. Tell them I am a living testimony. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I got favor in my future. Is there anybody here that know God will give you favor? Somebody here, he's going to favor you in your body. Somebody here, he's going to favor you on the job. He's going to favor you in the courtroom. He's going to favor you in your family. He's going to favor you in your marriage. Is there anybody here that can shout because of your favor? There are three reasons. Tell your neighbor. There are three reasons that God is going, he's going to favor. Is there anybody here that believes what I'm talking about? I don't know who I'm talking to, but is there anybody here that believes that God is about to favor you? He's about to change somebody's condition. He's about to change somebody's situation. He's about to change somebody's doctor's report. Have I got a witness here? Is there anybody here that know tomorrow will be better than your yesterday? Have I got a witness here? I need 300 people that can say the struggle is over. Have I got a witness here? I don't know how, and I don't know when, I don't know where, and I don't know who is going to bless me, but God is going to use somebody to bless me, and I don't need a whole lot of folks. He can take one person to hook me up. Have I got a witness here? He'll make my haters become my elevators. Is there anybody here that can trust God for your turnaround? If you can trust God for your turnaround, if he's been productive,
if he's been a blessing, then you ought to be a worshiper. Is there anybody here that can praise the Lord in advance? Tell your neighbor, excuse me, neighbor, but God has been good to me. Paid my light bill, paid my mark, paid my condo, paid my rent, put food on my table, oxygen in my body, clothes on my back. Is there anybody here that can praise the Lord with me? I need some praise. Is there anybody here that can wave? And he's been good to you. Wish I had some dumplings. Wish I had some runners. Won't he do it? Do you know him? Have you tried it? Ain't he all right? Yeah! Yeah! Hey, he's all right with me. Tell him he's all right. Tell him he's all right. Tell him he's all right. You got to prepare yourself. First it said praise. Can I get some praises here? Then it says prepare. See, whenever you got faith, it's the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not seen. So when you got faith, you may not feel like you're healed, but act like you're healed. When you got faith, you can be so broke that you owe yourself money, but stick your shoulders back. Act like a child of the king. Is there anybody here? Well, the Bible declares that when I'm poor, then I'm rich. When I'm down, then I'm up. When I'm sick, then I'm well. I wish I had an army that can act like you're already blessed. Don't wait till the battle is over, but act like you're already blessed. Is there anybody here that can act like you're already blessed? Act like he made a way for you. Act like he paid the bills. Act like he saved your children. Act like he gave you another job. Act like it. I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. Have I got a witness here? And because I'm expecting a miracle, what I've heard is when praises go up, blessings come down. Have I got a witness here? And when you shout, just shout. When you shout, just shout. When you shout, I wish I had some shouters. When you shout, I'm shouting because he's getting ready to hook me up. I'm shouting because he's getting ready to make a way. I'm shouting because he's getting ready to bless my church. I'm shouting. Come on, shout. Come on, shout. Tell your neighbor, I got something to shout about. Look him in the face. Tell him, neighbor, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Why don't you shout? Shout in advance. Sing. Praise his name. Give him glory. Tell your neighbor, give him glory. Tell him, 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 don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. I got arms to wave. Shout now. I got legs to jump. Shout now. I got feet to run. Shout now. I need some soldiers to walk by here and give the Lord praise. I need some soldiers that won't wait till the battle is over. That will shout now for what he's getting ready to do. Praise now for what he's getting ready to do. Worship now for what he's getting ready to do. Thank him now for what he's getting ready to do. Yeah! 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 he's a child of what he's going to do. Shout, Deborah, for how he's going. Shout, shout, shout. Praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him. Oh,